is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Hello, and welcome to episode 85 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels.
Meow.
And a friend I haven't seen in quite a while, Mike, doesn't get much worse.
Wow, he went from a good friend, Terry Michaels, to friend I haven't seen in a while.
Well, I haven't Mike seen him in a while.
It was more the hesitation of friend, I guess I could say.
Friend.
Acquaintance, you know.
Acquaintance.
Dude that knocked on my door.
Some dude knocked on the door in the middle of the night and had a nice haircut, so I let him in.
Banged out. Wow, he likes my hair. I got a cut just for the show. I hate it when my locks get all tangled up in the microphone.
Yeah, so exactly.
Well, you do have a face for radio.
That I do.
Face for radio, a voice for mime, and a personality for masturbation.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that's horrible.
Whoa.
Do you have my resume in front of you? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're reading right there?
Wow. This is your resume that I'm
holding. That's word for word. My mom wrote that, you know.
Wow.
That's
welcome back.
No kidding. He wonders why you haven't seen me in a while.
Now we know.
My God, this is great. I love your apartment. When's your foreclosure? I'm looking forward to it.
Jeez.
I got a giant orange couch for sale.
Hey, does that mean I make the apology list for next week?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great.
That should be on the apology list.
Next week I'll be apologizing to Mike.
Awesome. Hold on,
favorite part of the show, because you do it at the very beginning of the show, so I can always say, hey, I heard your apology list last week, and I can't believe you said that about those guys the week before, so it covers me for two shows right there, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Because I usually get bored after like 3 minutes, so I can just listen to the first part and go,
I hear that about you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see, hear the apologies, and you can guess based on the apologies what I said the previous episode, so you don't even have to go back and listen to it.
Well, go ahead. You got one. I've got a question. That
no, I got to quit. This is killing me. And Michael's going to know why this is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing right now? You are fucking chewing candy.
I am.
In front of the microphone.
I am.
Oh.
Well, you know, Terry, you're the one who brought the candy.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
I you. Brought it, but I who didn't say, here, candy? Chew this while you're talking into a microphone.
At least you didn't bring hard candy. I have to say, it's a kind of a squishy.
There's only one place I take hard candy to.
But if you talk to it.
Yeah, a couple episodes. don't listen to the episode before last, because one guy who was on there was chewing ice throughout half of the thing.
Here's my question.
Killed somebody.
I know. You don't like that much.
That is not. You worked in radio, Michael. Why are you doing that?
Just to piss you off.
Oh, really?
This is all for you, pal.
Fucker, I must have married you.
And did you notice what I did? I ate half of it, and I
missed
so
the wedding.
Stretch it out.
I didn't even get an invitation to the wedding.
I'm sorry, Joel. Funny how I didn't even get it. Oh, no.
Mm. It was just awesome. It was just beautiful. Now
it was that black. That's what you get for drinking too much and blacking out. You got married to Mike Wirtz, and now he's choosing.
I'm going to take my sugar-coated fingers and put them all over your microphone.
Oh, great.
Oh,
thanks.
Nice. Just don't let John Jones talk into it.
Oh, yeah.
I did listen to last week's show.
Kenny Thomas and Audrey Crescenti.
With Kenny Thomas and Audrey Crescenti. And I got a question for you. Why is it every time you've got a black person on your show, you lead the show off by apologizing to black people?
I apologize to black people every episode.
That's 85 times.
That's the first apology I make every single episode is to black people.
Wow. Why don't you just bring Jesse Jackson on the show and get over with all at once?
What did you just say?
I consider it amusing.
I said, why don't you just bring Jesse Jackson on the show?
And see, now I have a reason to apologize to black people next time. Oh. Thank you.
Oh. God, you better apologize to radio in general.
You know what? I'm not going to apologize to Jesse Jackson next time. I'm going to apologize to the girl that he cheated on his wife with.
No, you know what? His son needs to apologize.
Yeah, no shit. He doesn't need to apologize. He just needs to serve his time.
Okay.
He is in jail right now, I believe.
Is he?
He did get convicted.
Junior.
Jesse Jackson Jr. He was misappropriating funds from a campaign. Fund or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So he had to buy some furs for some bitches.
Yeah, something. Okay, you just set your
that is
your phone in front of someone. Wow, that's scary.
That's all ridiculous. For
you. Those breasts are bigger than...
That's my way of saying I'm sorry to Terry for the candy.
That is horrendously disgusting.
Those things are, you know, obviously they're fake boobs, and they're just so ridiculously out of proportion to her body that they're just beautiful.
Now, you're going to have to post that picture on the website.
Those are completely natural.
Really?
Those are completely natural.
For who?
I know her. She sent this to me.
You are so full of shit.
Shut up, man. No, I'm not. If you look right here, you can see the stretch marks on my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. What? It's tell it's your mom and you're still breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell her you're lactose intolerant?
No, I wouldn't tell her that. And then she might run away.
Welcome more for you. Welcome to fake breast theater.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Just Google big boobs.
Those things are so big they'll cure a calcium deficiency.
Immediately. Now,
this is my favorite right here. Like, oh my god, this is crazy. The like, poor girl's not wearing a seatbelt.
Hey, that's terrible. Mike, yeah, that is terrible.
You do realize we are on radio.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Oh yeah.
This isn't our former show.
No. Well, we begin once again with our opening segment.
Can't afford a camera phone.
Okay. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. Well, this is episode 85, so for my insensitivity in episode 84, I would like to apologize to black people, Samuel L. Jackson, milk, anyone who does not want to punch Jesus, and. It's a lot of people. And inclusive skinheads.
Wow.
If you'd like to know why I'm apologizing to each of these things, check out episode 84 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, please have your head examined. And then go to that same website and scroll down a little bit. And on the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons you can click on to subscribe to the podcast. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comment, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, consider this a 3-up.
A 3-up?
Yes.
What's a 3-up?
Well, last episode, Audrey Crescenti said that she liked to 1-up people, and I said, oh, yeah, well, I like to 2-up people.
I heard that, yeah.
And really? No one got it. And, well, either they didn't get it or they realized it wasn't funny. So no one laughed.
I like to 3-up people.
Yeah, like to 3-up people.
Sound like you want to throw up on people.
Yeah, you're going to 4-up people. You're going to 5-up people. You're going to 6-up people. You're going to pour lemon lime soda on people. That's 7-up.
What the fuck?
7-up.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a joke, only different.
He's going to come and fuck up people.
You know, that was a joke, but without the humor.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Great.
So how's it going, guys?
We call those laws.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah. We call those the Republican Party.
Hey, the government shutdown is the Republicans' way of saying fuck you for reelecting Obama, America.
Yeah, no, that's are we really gonna get started?
Yeah,
are we really gonna get on that? Racist bastards.
Yeah.
You say that like it's a bad thing. What is it?
I'm just
embrace diversity, my friend. Embrace diversity. Okay, look, there are racists out there, and they're not all wrong. Okay, they're not all wrong.
Hey, I am an officer in a Christian motorcycle ministry.
So then you understand diversity. Okay, so you understand the importance of what God is trying to do on this planet, and there are some people that are working counter to His plan.
Wow! Wow!
Yes. Yes.
Holy.
I will take it. I will stand up. You know what? This is my favorite thing to do. I've got a friend of mine in San Diego, another comedian friend of mine.
You don't have any friends.
I don't. Okay, it's a guy I know. And he and I, we used to do this all the time.
Guy I know whose wife I'm trying to
card-carrying liberal, okay? And I love nothing more than just to
find... I don't have a card.
Just to find his argument and just... I just jump on the other side just for the...
I designed a card from Vista Prince just so I could have a card that says...
it's called a green card. Okay? Yeah. You guys don't need one. It's okay. You're here legally.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. You don't need a card. But no, this is just my favorite thing to do. Is just to jump on the conservative side of things.
You just want
to I love the hate mail. And I'm on the Bitter Comics podcast, so I'm gonna get like 4 or 5 emails tomorrow.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Oh no, they're all from spam. Don't worry about it. It's got nothing to do with the show. I'm just saying I'm gonna get the same 4 emails that I got.
Would you like a college loan?
Mm-hmm. Look, I want to
refinance my home.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just want to know how they know.
That you're having trouble with erectile dysfunctions?
Michael's got the same email.
Oh yeah,
the other day. How do they know that?
I've got horrible credit, and I can't get it up. So according to my online profile, wherever it exists in my spam folder, I'm a pathetic son of a bitch. I got to tell you that right now.
I know they must really think we're losers.
Mm-hmm. But I'm really into Asians. Apparently, I'm looking to date Asians and big black women.
They're watching me.
Really?
Yeah. Those are the ones.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
How do you?
There's those okay. are like that's that seems to me like the two opposite sides of the spectrum.
Absolutely,
Asians and black chicks.
I know.
What if they were black Asian chicks?
Black Asian chicks?
I want Seoul Chinese food is what I'm looking for.
Seoul Chinese food.
I'm going to name a band that.
Ooh, Seoul
Chinese Seoul food. Chinese food.
I like that.
And we're going to play country.
Let's just let's call it Ghetto Hiroshima. That's what I'm thinking we should call it right there. Just, Ghetto Hiroshima.
Kentucky chicken fried rice.
There you go.
That
there
is badass.
Now you're talking.
There you go. Make fried rice using Kentucky fried chicken.
That is awesome.
Yep. There you go. There you go. Egg rolls and collard greens.
Yeah. Here's something was really weird that happened to me last week. I was watching a the History Channel.
Get out of here.
You were watching. That is weird.
Yeah, it was really. And they ESPN's
show like 15 they channels away from there.
They really should just call it the World War II channel.
It is.
Yeah, no, it's the Hitler
channel. And surprisingly enough, there was something about World War II on there.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's always the Hitler channel. Always winds up on Hitler.
It was, and it was a documentary about like Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right? Mm-hmm. And it's horrifying. And I'm watching this, I'm like, oh my God, we did this to these people, right? So I call my mother on the phone, and I say, Mom, I watched this documentary, and I can't believe that, you know, all this happened. It's horrifying. My mother goes, fuck them. Fuck them. And I'm like, wow, Mom. No, that's kind of, she's all, fuck them. It was Sunday. I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, that's what bothered you?
That's why? Those assholes flew a plane into Hawaii, okay? Yeah. I mean, they flew a plane into Hawaiian huts, and we don't stand for that shit, okay? I'll tell you that right now. I don't know what the Taliban was thinking, but yeah. Not only that, see, I did the same thing. I watched that same documentary.
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
It was crazy. I mean, there was gore, and we just vaporized these people, and I picked up the phone myself. And I called my congressman, and I said, keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
There's another apology.
Absolutely.
I have to say that let's get back to the political thing again.
You don't have to say it. It's your podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, and you were in the military.
I was in the military. World War II.
Okay.
Democrat president at the beginning of the war, Democrat president at the end of the war, we won.
Right.
Korean War. Yep. Who was president?
They never show him on MASH.
That was that was really sort of a draw.
That's where I got my history lesson.
We protected South Korea from falling, right?
Correct.
Vietnam. Mm-hmm. JFK started, Democrat. Nixon was president when it ended. And
I don't think JFK started
lost.
That.
Well, he's the one who first sent advisors.
No, yeah, JFK was the one that get us into
he
it.
He sent wrong. Advisors.
He got us into it.
Combat troops were first sent in during...
I thought Nixon escalated it.
Nope.
Nixon escalated.
Of course,
more.
Johnson escalated it. He was making money off the helicopter sales.
It's a bad thing.
Fuck that.
But then capitalism. That's how this country was founded.
Fuck Johnson.
That's how this country was founded. Capitalism.
See, now we've got Iraq and Afghanistan. Bush started both of those. So I think Democrats are better at war than Republicans.
Wait. No, Bush started Iraq
and Afghanistan.
Obama started Afghanistan.
Obama started Afghanistan? Really? How did he do that? Considering he was in the state
Senate.
Here we
go.
Okay.
In Illinois at the time.
I'm going to read right
how
here.
How did he manage?
Fox News will tell me right here. I'm going to pull up foxnews.com and I'm going to get all the facts here and now, fair and balanced.
That's right.
Who started
fair and balanced if but you're...
The point is, I think Democrats are better at war than Republicans.
Why?
Yeah, I'm looking for a why on that.
Well, it's just the war that Republicans started ended up all fucked up, Iraq and Afghanistan. The wars that the Democrats started and the Democrat ended, we did okay. And the war that the Democrats started and the Republican ended, Vietnam.
Ah, I see the point.
That all fucked okay. It's all fucked up. So I think Democrats are better at war than Republicans.
Hey, this documentary about the whole dropping the bombs.
Yeah.
You know, they called, the president was making phone calls to Japan saying, hey, look.
Knock it off.
Check it out. We just dropped one.
Yeah.
I got more in the garage. I'm warming up the car. Here's what we can do. You can either surrender or, I don't know, we'll find somewhere else to drop it.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, you guys can go fuck yourselves.
It's like, all right.
Okay.
We not dishonor our country by surrender.
Yeah.
We not.
So they drop it, right? Second one they drop.
Almost killed Wolverine.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Almost killed Wolverine. He barely survived.
Thank God for sewers. You know, yeah. Who knew that the Japanese had sewers? You know, I didn't even know they had a sewer system to hide in.
By the way, sorry. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Wolverine yet.
Fuck that movie.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. If you have a sports car and you want to drive fast and make turns, you should get a spoiler.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry. Insert joke here. Can we go back to that moment of silence?
So, we're going to take a break again real quick.
So that way you can go we'll get right back to a laugh track.
So. Exactly. I'm going to put some laughter in there after that lame-ass joke.
This is like a podcast, only different.
We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman here with Terry Michaels and Mike Wirtz. We're the Bitter Comics. We'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Terry Michaels and Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back.
After that word from our sponsors was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to piss off a lot of nerds right now.
I enjoyed the Wolverine movie. It was not a great piece of cinema,
that movie.
But it was a fun movie.
No, it wasn't. And here's why.
Why? Let's hear it.
Here's why. I'm sick of seeing that motherfucker without a shirt on. Fight with a shirt on.
Okay, shut up.
I'm just saying, fight with a fucking shirt.
You're just jealous because he's hairier than you.
Nobody.
And that's difficult to do.
Nobody. Bigfoot isn't hairier than me.
This is true. He's just blonde, so it doesn't show up
that's
as well.
Right. Okay. If I was in Canada, they wouldn't let me in. They'd think I was a Yeti.
I could see that. All right. I could definitely see that.
Fuck that movie. And first of all,
I was okay with it up until he had to fight the 30-foot Terminator. I'm like, what is this all about? Really?
No. This is why I don't like it.
All right.
I'm going to tell you why I don't.
Please, too.
This movie was written for chicks. It was a chick flick with a dick.
I disagree.
Yes, it was.
I disagree.
Here's why. There were no attractive women in it at all. The Oriental girl that he had sex with, fucking ugly.
Okay,
all the other girls there, fucking ugly.
I won't accept that she was ugly. However, I certainly agree they could have done much better. She was not ugly.
He's Wolverine. Of course he can do much better.
Yeah.
She wasn't ugly, but... She was like middle of the road for Asian chicks.
And it's a comic book show. The girls in comic books always have bigger breasts than the ones.
Or breasts at all.
Yeah,
he could have fucked a 14-year-old boy for all we know. I'm just saying.
Now you're just starting rumors.
No, you would have had to go to Thailand for that.
Now you're just starting rumors. That's just rude. Rude rumors. The other one
that's
that was
just rude.
It is. It really is. No, Hugh Jackman. If you want to see Hugh Jackman with his shirt on, you want to see him with his shirt on.
I don't want to see Hugh Jackman at all.
Watch Les Mis. Okay, he's got a shirt on the whole time. Okay,
fuck.
Maybe like 10 minutes at the beginning. I'm just saying,
fuck Wolverine.
And you get the other pleasure of Russell Crowe singing. So come on.
How about the white chick that he killed? Fuck Wolverine.
In which movie? Oh, that one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, fuck him. He deserves it. I hope you live for eternity and remember that you killed a good-looking woman and then fucked an ugly Oriental chick.
Go ahead and start apologizing now, please. Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to apologize to Ugly Oriental Chicks.
Both the listeners that we lost. Here goes another break. Yeah. Well, we go find someone to listen to our show.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't enjoy. I did enjoy the movie, but yeah, they could have found a more attractive eight.
Look,
Asian
Joel,
check. I agree.
I love you, but you're gonna say. You enjoyed the movie, okay? Hugh Jackman's taking his top off, all that shit, his shirt off. You're the same man that took his girlfriend to see Thunder from Down Under.
I also
okay.
Okay, stop. Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. You did what? That's not a couple's event. Did you read the brochure?
No, I didn't. I had no idea what the show was when we were going. No, she didn't talk me into it. She tricked me into it. I did not know what the show was. I had no idea. And, you know, I had left one night in the trip to Vegas unscheduled.
Do you have Google?
We were there in Vegas, and it's like I left that one evening unscheduled because she said she wanted to go dancing one night.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see a poster anywhere?
No, I didn't. She says, hey, can we go see this Thunder show? And I was like, well, what is this? Well, it's called Thunder from Down Under. Just this thing I want to see. I was like, all right, cool. Bought the tickets. We get there, and yeah. So,
you know, there has not been an instrument invented by NASA or any other scientific community that could measure the amount of respect that I had for you to begin with.
Okay.
That's now gone. that's now gone.
Look, in Joel's defense.
Oh, you're coming to Joel's defense. This should be good.
Well, the universe being circular, The universe being circular, I believe I've just lost so much respect from you that you actually respect me more.
No. You can believe it however you want, whatever helps you sleep at night, but no.
Look, point is, it doesn't surprise me that you're okay with Hugh Jackman taking his shirt off because you took your girlfriend to see
Thunder from Down Under.
Well, you know what the worst part about it is, of the four nights we're in Las Vegas, that was the only night we did not have sex.
That was the only night? I can't imagine why.
I would have expected her to be all like excited, you know, hot and bothered, but no.
She was all hot and bothered, but she just didn't want to be extremely disappointed. So she's no.
I'm well, glad that's what closing your eyes is for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But she can still feel it. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to thank you for the vote of confidence that she could feel it.
I'm there for you, man. Anytime. I am so there for you. I
appreciate that.
At any time.
Which actually.
Oh. Joel.
Yeah. So, there you go.
I'm sorry to bring that up, Joel.
No, you're not.
I think it's fantastic. Right. That's beautiful.
Because I wanted to see the look on Michael's face.
I can't believe it. I mean, just wow, really.
I paid $20 for her to get her picture taken with the guys, too.
And you bought the tickets to get into the show?
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything about that, Joel.
I can't even accuse you of thinking with your dick for that whole thing. I don't understand what you were thinking about right there.
No.
I was just trying to make the trip nice for her.
He was trying to do
so up until this point it was shitty, and then so she had to go see some other naked dudes in order for the show to be enjoyable.
It's like we saw this weird Cirque du Soleil, and I'm like,
Circus de la Gay.
You were okay. Now the Cirque du Soleil can be cool because there are some kind of hot chicks up there sometimes dangling up from the skies. That can be cool. Here's the
thing, though. It's like it's like, you know, trapeze and juggling. It's like, this is a fucking circus. We could have waited 3 months for Ringling Brothers to come to town. No,
then you went to the wrong one.
Circus Vargas right across the street.
You went to the wrong one. You go to the ones where the girls are all stretchy and bendy. Well, anyway, hey, look, she's got her ankle
Zoomanity. Her can you do that? That was the sexy one that we saw the first time. That's the one you
wanted
to do, yeah. Zoomanity?
We also saw Ka.
I haven't seen Ka, but O is
Ka's the one where somebody fell and died.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
What's really weird is first they saw Ka, and then they went and saw Ka.
Cock. Yeah. Cock.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
That's my time.
Next time you go see O. And then you know, maybe you'll get an O.
Wow.
I'll remember that one. Is the other sexy one.
You paid for a show, but you paid to have her picture taken. Can you see her hands in the picture that she took?
I'm afraid to look at the picture. I don't look at the picture.
Take a real good look and see that you don't see your hands, and look at the look on the gay guy's face next door. All right,
yeah.
She's
that's why I keep they're all gay. That's what I tell myself.
Sure, sure, and I'm sure it's exactly what she was telling herself too.
Yeah,
they're all gay.
This is the
they're all gay.
Penis in my vagina,
but I can change him. I can tell he's not enjoying it. But who cares? Yeah, I am.
I remember it was like 20 years ago or something. I saw a quote from Kevin Spacey. He said that a lot of women think I'm gay, and they think it's a challenge. They want to change me, so I let them.
Sure,
that's impressive.
I would go with the same thing. Absolutely,
that is impressive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is...
God loves Kevin Spacey. I knew there was a reason behind that.
Because you thought he was gay?
Yeah, that's exactly
it. Can
we shut his mic off?
All right.
His mic is off. That's how loud he is. You got the voice. You have a good radio voice.
I do. I do have a voice, I don't know for what. Oh, yeah, for radio?
Radio.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. For radio.
You're listening
to... No, face for radio, fire. Voice for mom.
You're listening to the Bitter Podcast.
And personality for masturbation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
here, let's find... give me there's no warning label on here. I wish you could... just read the satisfaction guarantee for it, would you?
Satisfaction guaranteed?
Yeah, that way we know.
Made in Japan. No, let's see. I can't read that. Oh, all right. This product is guaranteed to be free from defects... What the fuck? In workmanship and materials, excluding damage caused by misuse.
This guy's got glasses on, and he's still holding it a mile and a half away. I think he needs a new prescription.
I'm old. It's like a whip? You got a whisk?
Okay. Yeah, he's got a whisk.
I don't know. How are you going to misuse that, Joel?
He wants to beat it. The only reason why I'm touching this whisk is it's still on the package. So if it wasn't, I wouldn't touch any utensils in Joel's house.
I bought the whisk a while back and then got home and realized I already had one. So I've been...
That was like a rhyme.
And I just keep forgetting.
Can I keep this as like a gift for coming to the show? I actually need a whisk. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, you can have the...
Then great. See, I got a consolation gift. I got swag. What'd you get?
You got a meatball.
I got a meatball. He had a whole plate of spaghetti.
You guys want meatballs?
He got a whole plate of spaghetti.
I did.
You get a whole
plate jalapenos of and meatballs. Rock on.
Jalapenos and cayenne pepper.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And spicy meatballs. You know what? I'll put my
Yes.
Wow, let's try that again. I'm going to put my meatball recipe in the show notes so you can so everyone can see my meatball recipe.
You ever watch that happen? Somebody's face just going numb. Grandpa, yeah, you with me? That's not fine. Tell your grandma to make me some pie. Well, she's been dead for 4 years, Grandpa, but I'll do what I can.
Wake that bitch up.
Oh, come on now. Why are you assuming grandma's a bitch?
I'm sorry.
Wow. No, you're so well adjusted. We know your home life is very, very good. Yeah, no, sure. Nothing wrong. No skeleton in your closet. Everything's fine.
Well, considering what you told us your mom is like, I bet your grandma's pretty cool.
Hey,
Ooh, look at that. Ooh. See, see that redirect? Look at that redirect. Ow. Look at that redirect right there. That was good. No, that was good. That sounded bad. A little vicious. That was a compliment.
No.
No, I think it was a compliment. That, I think it was good.
I'm not exactly sure what he was trying to say. I just what your mom was like, I bet your grandma was pretty cool.
Yeah, my grandmother was cool sometimes. She was cool. No, she was cool. Yeah,
you ever try pushing a boulder uphill? That's a lot like doing this podcast. You know, you're afraid if you let go, you're going to get killed. You know? Keep it rolling. Okay,
Ice skating uphill.
Almost there. That would be fucking awesome. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Is there any ice?
Actually, I heard a line from in the movie Blade that. Wesley Snipes said that.
Another black man who should be in jail,
Isn't he?
I thought he was for tax evasion.
That's what I meant. So.
Yeah.
Did he actually go to jail?
Oh yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen any Wesley Snipes movies?
Well, I never saw any.
He owes that much money to the IRS. He's going to be making some movies to pay it off.
Yeah, pretty much.
That or he's doing porn.
Of course, that'll be his next movie. It's like, one man behind a desk, and he'll be an IRS agent that's badass or something.
I'm working on the script right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's nice, Joe.
Based on my life, he's gonna play me.
One man, one podcast. Wesley Snipes is JT Foreman.
Wesley Snipes is Wesley Types. In
Wesley Types.
Because I'm a data transcriber, so I type. So it's
wow.
Fucking horrible.
That is pretty horrible.
You're getting audited, bitch!
Audit this.
That's right. Oh, you can call it Friday. Audit this.
Starts
audit
Friday, this. Yeah. Starts
coming, at a th- I mean, coming to a theater near you. That's the porn version, I'm sorry.
You're going to get popcorn and a W-2 at the door.
Hey, motherfucker, you better fill that out right.
Here's your 3D glasses, and if you can grab your last 5 years records and come with me.
And here's some rubber gloves, because you're going to need those.
This April 15th. Bring your family to the theater.
Welcome to erection-style theater.
That'd be great. Let's audit this. Oh, my God.
Can I request an extension?
I would love an extension. Oh, what are we talking about?
Here's your extension.
Oh, we're talking about taxes?
Oh, yeah, still.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I thought we were talking about something else.
Get your hand out of your pants, please.
Like you would notice.
At least it's not in your pants.
Yeah, yeah. Not this time.
We did have a TV show.
We'll save that for the break.
Well, so they say, what's worse than getting caught picking your nose? It's getting caught picking someone else's nose.
Oh, that is horrendous.
Not as bad as you think. Really not. No, it's really not. The trick is making sure they're really asleep. You know, look, you were snoring, so there was something up there making noise. I had to go get it. I'm sorry.
I don't snore.
How asleep are you if someone can pick your nose? I guess it depends how deep they.
Michael, Michael,
what are you using to pick your nose with? That's the big problem too. I what?
You moan in your sleep. Remember?
I wasn't sleeping.
We'll tell that story after the break. No, was it whistling?
I was whistling.
Whistle while you twerk.
Yeah, I was whistling. Yeah, I don't remember what or why, but yeah, I was whistling.
We did the Morro Bay.
Yeah, we did a show there. We slept 3 feet from each other.
That was the smallest room.
It was basically like sharing a queen size bed.
Either of you snore?
Part in the middle of it. Oh,
I'm
sure
I snored.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Both snored.
Seals were coming out of the water, telling them to shut the fuck up. It was crazy. We were 4 miles from shore, and they were still coming. Like, hey, dude, we can't sleep. Would you knock it off?
We were drunk as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we drank sake and Sapporo.
If you both know that you do snore. Then drinking heavily would be the way to be able to sleep through
absolutely
the other person.
That way, you just don't give a damn.
That was an awesome gig.
That was a good show. We should do that again.
Yeah, we should. Well, this time, hopefully, people will be there.
Yeah.
Why?
I want to go.
Fuck them. We were just there for the amenities. We didn't care about the show.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Just having a good time.
Well, we're gonna take a break again, real quick. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Terry Michaels and Mike Wirtz. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman here with Terry Michaels and Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. And Mike Wirtz is crumpling things into the microphone and chewing into the mic.
Eat a snack during the break, but apparently these breaks are 2 seconds long.
Well, you're the one who said you had to get out of here by 10, so
yeah, you're
trying to move things along.
Let's hurry up.
You could have sex twice.
I'm already tired of you. Let's get out of here.
you could have had sex twice during the break, Michael.
Why don't you join the 21st century, and you know, I can be a regular guest on this thing. We can Skype my ass in here. I'd like to start a petition right now to all of our listeners. If you'd like us to utilize Skype and have Joel get off of his ass and learn how to pipe in Skype to the Bitter Comics podcast. So we can have
I really should.
Some really good
I should learn how to use, you know, some
recurring
of this stuff.
Themes, maybe some, I mean, really good comics.
I spent a lot of money on all this equipment. I should learn how to use some
you
of
think.
It.
You think, yeah. It looks kind of technical and all cool. I mean, we got ourselves a real folding table and everything. So, yeah.
A few episodes back, someone commented that if they walked into my apartment and they saw all of the sound equipment I have on the table, the big computer on the other table, but nothing on the walls, they would assume this was some sort of a police surveillance unit.
Interesting.
I'd go with that. Yeah, I think it's more what you told them because of the telescope in the window, but that's something else entirely, I think. sure, that's what it is.
Yeah.
with a camera attached. Okay. I do some freelance surveillance, that's all.
And
let's be honest, you're in the neighborhood to do it. I mean, come on. If there's some dirty shit going on, it's one of your neighbors.
There's...
Can they hear me through the walls? Sorry.
I don't think so.
All right.
They're schizophrenic.
No, you know what? Drug dealers are the best neighbors.
Absolutely. They keep to themselves.
They don't want any trouble.
Nope. And
they
got
they don't
good
want
shit.
Anything going wrong.
Mm-hmm. And they got good shit.
And they give you a same apartment complex discount. That's always nice.
That's beautiful.
All right. So I found this list on Huffington Post. 12 disgusting alcoholic drinks we dare you to try.
Oh, bring it.
Oh, great. Right.
Getting drunk is a popular and near worldwide pastime. It wouldn't be if we all had to get in on any of the drinks below. All right, number
you know
one.
I like nobody lists. Knows. You know I like these lists, Joel.
Yes, you do.
Nobody knows how to be chemically inconvenienced more than the Huffington Post.
That's so. Right.
You'd think I wrote this list.
The mac and cheese shot.
What nasty the fuck? Crap.
This is made with macaroni, milk, Velveeta, and cheese rum, which is a mixture of powdered cheese mix and rum.
What?
That is fucking horrendous.
This is a list of nasty shots, correct?
Yes. This is nasty alcoholic beverage.
Okay, I think you're done. We don't need to go through the rest of
this. Is that shot. Number one?
No, I think, yeah. I don't even
milk, know. Velveeta, and cheese rum.
Who would take that shot? Why would you take that shot?
Somebody did. That's how I made the list.
There's like a girl who's like 450, lives in like Minnesota someplace, and she's like...
Oh, okay. We got to bring that up.
I'm hungry and I'm thirsty.
Well, it's like if you know that you're going to be too wasted to make the drunk food afterwards, specifically the macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
and
so why not just take a drink that you'll throw up later on?
It
just
has the drunk food in it already.
Yeah, so you mix, what do you mix, like dairy and alcohol together? That's sure. A good idea.
Why is that a bad idea?
We'll just throw a little bit of lime juice in there too while you're at it. You know what this is missing? Fermentation. Yeah. Let's see if we can get that process started.
Curdles in your stomach.
Yeah, and make sure you include 1 ounce of syrup of Epicac just to make sure you throw up.
Absolutely. Well, is the cement mixer on there? Is that on the list?
No, I don't believe cement mixer.
That is
on the
shit
list.
Is horrendous.
That's a nasty shot.
What's a cement mixer?
You take a shot of Bailey's.
Bailey's.
So hold it in your mouth.
Okay.
And then you take a shot of lime juice.
Okay.
And you mix it up in your mouth like a cement mixer, like you would. Give it a shot.
No,
Just give it a shot.
Well, no.
You get to feel the process of cottage cheese being made right in your mouth.
Ew.
It instantly curdles in your mouth.
Yummy.
Make sure I would do it near a sink if I were you. Yeah.
In the bathtub, it'd probably be better.
Sure.
You're probably already
face down in there anyway. So
yeah,
you might
if you're
as well
fucking not. Stupid enough to try that.
You can't throw up here. Try this.
Yeah.
Ugh. I always thought the worst idea for a drink that has become popular would be any cranberry juice mixed with an alcohol, because you know alcohol will make you throw up, and cranberry juice kind of clears the passages, and can, if you drink a lot of it, will make you shit. I mean, why are you drinking something that's going to cause you to spew out of both ends at the same time?
Wow,
you're going to run into the bathroom and have a really tough decision to make.
Welcome to the Bitter Comics Dinner Show.
Yes,
but how do I mean? I don't understand. Give me the next drink.
Okay. Number two on the list is called chicha.
Excuse me?
This is made from corn and saliva.
Get the fuck out of here.
This Latin American corn-based beer is traditional... Tradition? It's traditionally created by using human saliva to break down the starches into sugars.
You know, Terry, you and I had a show. At what point do you sit down and read this article and go, hey, this will be good for my show. Let's talk about other people drinking saliva.
The finished product is actually boiled before serving, meaning it is a sterile product, so... Yeah,
I want to know. Here's what I want to know.
How the hell have you been on the air for a year? That's what I want to know. We're reading this crap. How has he been on the air longer than we were?
That's not what I want to know.
Okay, that's what
I want. Because I pay $100 a year for the podcast hosting. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, we did too. We still gave up after 3 months. I mean, man.
Look, I want to know where they get the saliva.
It says human saliva.
Yeah, I know, but...
From humans.
Live humans?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. What do you donate your saliva to science?
I guess.
To intoxication.
You're an asshole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a drink right there.
There we go. Number three, the smoker's cough.
Well, this is going to be good.
This is a drink.
This is called Hicks the smoker's cough. It is Jägermeister and mayonnaise.
What the fuck?
Why would you put mayonnaise in a drink?
No way.
Why would you put...
No. No, I don't believe it.
They're just making this up. You know, the Huffington Post is full of shit. They're just making stuff up.
Well, they have
now
a picture here of the smoker's cough.
Of course they do.
Have this black alcohol with some white gooey stuff in the top.
Oh, well, yeah. If there's a picture, then it must be true. Everything on YouTube
is
true.
Exactly.
Well, look, if it were on FoxNews.com, I would.
Oh, then you.
Then I would know it's true, but this is Huffington Post, so we know it's absolutely false.
You know what? If it were on FoxNews.com, it would probably be called. Never mind.
Yeah. You know, they stick to Huffington Post, right? The Huffington Post is stuck right up Obama's, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number four.
Make sure you apologize to the Secret Service next week, otherwise that comment's going to get you in trouble.
I'll be sure to do
that. Yeah, because you've dealt with the Secret Service.
Oh, you know, I know we need... Well, go ahead. We got a couple minutes for some more stuff that we got to talk about, but go ahead.
Jägermeister and mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Number four, the prairie chicken is made with gin, a raw egg yolk, and salt and pepper.
That's nasty.
The band Salt and Pepper, or...?
No, just salt and pepper. An alternative to the prairie oyster, which is bourbon, Tabasco sauce, and a raw egg, which also sounds awful.
Oh my god! Wait, bourbon, Tabasco, and a raw egg. Holy god!
There you go.
Jeez,
someone just
be drunk to begin with. The start.
I thought I had low self esteem. Who the hell is drinking this shit?
No kidding.
Wait, are you sure I'll have friends if I finish this?
Man. You know who drinks this shit? A guy who has a woman in front of him naked. And she says, if you drink this, I'll fuck you.
Ah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
If you drink this and you can stay conscious.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, no, you won't, because I'm going to throw up all over you. That's not sexy at all.
That's, you know what shot that is? The John Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Number five. The Gilpin Family Whiskey.
Gilpin?
Gilpin Family Whiskey.
This sounds bad.
Yeah.
It is made from the urine of elderly diabetics.
Okay, stop talking. Just stop talking.
No fucking way.
Is there a dairy for elderly diabetics someplace where they're milking these assholes? Really?
What the fuck?
You're Holy making crap. Shit up.
No, I am not.
No. Okay, then they're making shit up.
That's possible.
Made from the urine of elderly diabetics. Hey, this diabetic, I'm sorry. Waitress, this is clearly a 40-year-old's urine, okay? I ordered a Gilpin, and I got...
This is clearly type 1 diabetes. I specifically insisted on the type 2 diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes.
Urine whiskey.
Oh, my God. God.
This wonderful concoction is the artistic statement of James Gilpin and unfortunately isn't sold in stores. Gilpin takes the urine of two diabetic patients daily, extracts the high sugar content, then uses that sugar in the fermentation of whiskey production.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What country is this fucking weirdo from?
I don't even want
Tennessee.
Jesus.
There's a link, or there's a website here. JamesGilpin.com/GilpinFamily.whiskey.
No.
So I will put a link to this page in the show notes so both of you out there can check and make sure I'm not making this up.
I am going to check that out.
Number six, beer and milk, is also known as horse jizz. It's 50% beer, 50% milk, 100% terrible. to ingredients never meant to be mixed in a drink that should never be uttered.
Worse. how do you order that?
I know. I mean, how do you order or take it when they give it to you? Here, have this. What do you call it? Yeah, just drink it. Don't ask questions. Just drink it.
Honey, you want a shot? Yeah, yeah. How about some horse jizz? Excuse me? I won't swallow you, let alone horse jizz.
Yeah, exactly. Horse jizz. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not falling for that again.
I just poured on my tits.
I'm having a hard time getting the stretch marks off my lips from the last time I had to drink horse jizz. I'm not doing that again.
Number 7, baby mice wine. This is...
Get the fuck out of
baby
here.
Baby mice.
You take rice wine and you...
insert baby mice.
Insert baby mice and you let it soak for a while. Traditionally, a health tonic in Chinese and Korean culture.
Oh, of course.
Baby mice are taken shortly after birth, eyes still closed, and dropped alive into a jug of rice wine.
Are we talking about the Chinese people? The
wine is left to ferment, and anyone who has ever owned a pet rodent exits the room never to return again.
What?
After the wine is imbibed, the mice are eaten.
Oh, my God.
And No. Mexicans have been eating the worm at the bottom of a tequila bottle for centuries. The Chinese can get on board now, too, and do the same.
And eat a mouse.
Oh, it's a baby mouse. So it's a little
baby mouse.
I don't give a shit.
The little pink ones. Before they're even cute.
Well, maybe when are mice ever fucking cute?
Well, yeah, when they're dead.
I mean, maybe if we drown Mickey. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Number 8.
Hi, everybody.
Number 8. The Eggermeister.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
Jägermeister and a pickled egg.
Oh, yeah, because a raw egg would just be nasty.
Here. You know, I have never seen pickled eggs anywhere except in a bar.
Yeah, because you got to be drunk to just to drink that shit.
Hey, what's, in the, that shit. What's in the jar?
Yeah.
I am under the impression that it is a form of food based on a dare.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fuck yeah.
Number 9, the tapeworm shot.
No fucking way.
It doesn't have an actual tapeworm in it.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Vodka, vodka, Tabasco sauce, and the
wine doesn't have real dead mice in it either.
And a squeeze from a mayonnaise bottle.
What? Say that one more time.
Yeah.
Vodka, Tabasco sauce, and a squeeze from a mayonnaise bottle.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Squeeze from the mayonnaise bottle. All right.
Oh. I like what they said here. Squeeze from a mayonnaise bottle is easily in contention for the worst 5-word phrase in history.
Yeah.
Wow!
Number 10, the infected whitehead shot. Vodka, Bloody Mary mix, and a spoonful of cottage cheese.
There it is. There it is.
That's awesome.
Who's making this stuff?
I don't know.
Some drunk motherfuckers. Oh,
fired bartenders, I think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wait a minute. I got fired from a bartending job once.
See? Now I understand why.
It was you. Yeah. Yeah. That, no.
Why are you in the unemployment line? Well, because...
Well,
you ever heard of the infected whitehead? Yeah, well, that was me.
I just had 4 of those before I came in.
Yeah. Snake bile wine is bile extracted from a live cobra and rice wine.
I'm going to tell you again to stop talking. I'm getting tired of this. Well, you and this bile is really getting on my nerves.
Oh, my God. So, hold on.
They make a snake throw up.
No. You remove his gallbladder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You cut him open,
pull
his gallbladder out,
we go
and
direct.
Extract the sweet, sweet bile.
Wait a minute. While he's alive.
Yeah, I'm sure PETA's in love with this drink.
Well, it says, go ahead and get yourself one live cobra. Give him a good name. Slinky's a good snake name. Now cut him open, remove his gallbladder, and extract the sweet, sweet bile.
Well, and he's just going to let you do that?
I'm going to run down to the Japanese market during our next break and grab myself a cobra. All right?
And number 12 wow. on the list.
Okay.
The Kim Jong-un nuclear bomb.
Sounds like it.
You take one Big Mac, one McDonald's large fries, one McDonald's tangy barbecue sauce, one McDonald's milkshake,
no.
chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla mixed is preferred, no. and one McDonald's apple pie. You blend it to liquefy and pour in as much vodka to taste.
Is this like list sponsored by Weight Watchers?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Who made this? That one's just crazy. Now you're just getting ridiculous.
There's a link here to a YouTube video where you can watch it being made and consumed.
No, I appreciate
that.
The offer, but no,
fuck
thank you.
That.
So there you go. And those are 12.
Oh my God.
Those are the 12 most scrumptious alcoholic beverages
in the world.
No, that we triple dog dare you to try.
No.
Now we're going to be immature.
Now we're being immature. Snake bile wine. Mice wine. And now we're being in a
I'd rather let Adrian Peterson choose my babysitter than I would drink one of those
right now. Fucking horrendous, you prick.
Just because you're an Adrian Peterson fan.
I'll be sure to apologize to Adrian Peterson.
I want to see you shake his hand.
Me?
Yeah, he would break your hand in half.
I wouldn't get anywhere near him, especially if he knows what I said here. Are you kidding?
Exactly.
Well, no, he's been through a lot. Like he's had two brothers. Like one brother was killed when he was 7 years old, hit by a drunk driver. Another brother was shot and killed, like a half brother shot and killed, like a month or so before he joined the NFL. His dad was a drunk and always in prison and all this other crazy stuff. He's had a pretty rough life.
And he's really a nice guy.
But the only thing that's kind of, I'm going to say it's odd, but I understand throwing yourself into your work, but I mean, like an hour before they pulled the plug on the kid, he was back at practice. He was on a practice field already.
You know, that's Sunday.
When we get back, I'll have to ask you guys what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who Adrian
is. Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back because I find this kind of fascinating.
This is JT Foreman here with Terry Michaels and Mike Wirtz. We're going to take a break and try a couple of these drinks, and we'll be right back.
Hey, is that
we're the bitter drunk comics, and we'll
be right I'll back. Have some horse jizz.
This is JT Foreman. I am here with Terry Michaels and Mike Wirtz. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right, so Adrian Peterson.
You want to fill everybody on this?
At least there's no ice in there.
You're the Vikings fan, so you can...
Adrian Peterson, star running back for the Minnesota Vikings.
Now, the Minnesota Vikings, are any of the members of that team really classified as stars?
Adrian Peterson.
I know nothing about football, so I've got no cause to talk smack about someone's
Jared
team.
Allen.
But it was nice of you to try.
Mm. Yeah, it was weak, but it was good.
Well, you know, I've come up with one good football joke in my life.
Really? Let's hear it.
The Jets are crashing so hard, the FAA is looking into it.
Okay.
We can keep that one. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can keep that one.
And it's great. Fucking true still.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Adrian's 1.5-year-old son was beaten to death by his mother's boyfriend or husband. Either way,
boyfriend,
it doesn't matter.
Boyfriend.
And Adrian will be playing on Sunday.
Now we're going to find out that she divorced him because she felt that his job was too violent.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Now let me really confuse you. Adrian Peterson is the boy's father.
Right.
The boyfriend who killed this guy, who killed the son, who's 1.5 years old, his name is Joseph Patterson.
Okay.
So how do you keep those two things straight? Patterson.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow, she knew what to moan out.
But like I said, Adrian Peterson, he's not a stranger to tragedy in his life. Mm-hmm. When he was 7 years old, he saw his brother die in a bike accident, hit by a drunk driver.
Okay.
His father was in prison when he was a teenager. He grew up poor in East Texas, and then, like I said, shortly before he joined before he was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings in 2007, his half brother was shot and killed.
Wow, that all sucks.
It does. It really does.
He's still one of the most well-adjusted NFL players.
He's a real nice guy. You know, he's not a. Oh crap! I just blanked on the.
Not a fucking asshole.
Sancho. No, who's the kid up in the New England Patriots guy?
Is he a religious man?
Barry kid. Yeah, very much so.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
I don't know why. That doesn't surprise me at all.
He is, well, he's religious, but here's what I found amazing about Adrian Peterson. The number one running back in the NFL.
Okay.
By far, probably since Walter Payton.
Oh, yeah, easy.
They're comparing him to Walter Payton. Mm-hmm. They say he's going to be remembered.
Well, see,
forever.
There's a name I've actually heard of, so he must be really good.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
His contract was about to expire with the Vikings, okay? The media's all over him because they haven't negotiated. It's a strike year, all that stuff.
Right.
They corner him at some facility, and they ask him, "Are you nervous about your contract?" He said, "I don't even talk about those things. Mm-hmm. I've got an agent to talk about those things. My job is to do one thing. Run, score touchdowns, and get to the Super Bowl. I don't care about any of that other stuff.
No.
God gave me this talent. I'm here to use that talent. That's what I do."
Yeah.
A week later, he signed a $100 million contract. Well, yeah. Of course he wasn't worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if he's as good as you're saying he is, then even if things fall through with the Vikings, he'll end up somewhere.
Dude, they would have been sucking his dick to get him on the team. Any team would take Adrian Peterson. Yeah. That wasn't the problem. But the point is he wasn't saying, hey, well, this team better get their shit together and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He wasn't doing
the stuff that players usually seem to do.
Yeah, and he's been accused of, juicing and all sorts of stuff. Because he had what would have ended someone else's career injury, and he came back, they estimated 4 months early.
Sooner than it would.
Yeah, like 4 to 6 months early he recovered and had the best season of his entire career.
Cool.
And they're like, this guy's on drugs.
He's
like,
from the future.
He's fucking, yeah. They say when you shake Adrian Peterson's hand, you feel it for 2 days. So imagine what would happen if he got his hand around that motherfucker's hand.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Anyway. And he said, I'm able to release a lot of my stress through the sport. So that's what I plan on doing.
Oh, he's going to run over some motherfuckers.
So Carolina's going to get their ass kicked this weekend. Yes. The line just extended on the Viking and Carolina game this weekend.
Matt Castle, you don't need to even start.
The sports books in Vegas are going crazy right now.
Yeah, we're just going to snap the ball to Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
You go ahead and go. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, you guys want to do some news stories?
Let's do this.
All right. There was a
news story.
An Olympic athlete that you wanted to talk about. Do you still have that?
I can find it.
I can bring it up on the computer.
This Olympic jizz trap.
Right, I'm gonna pause the podcast real quick so I can look this news story up on the computer.
I can pull it up right here in front of me.
Olympic prostitution. Yes. You know, I actually had a bit about masturbation should be an Olympic sport.
Joel, you just won a gold medal.
Yeah, that's a gold medal in something.
Well, you know what?
I'll buy you a gold medal, Joel.
I hold world records for both speed and distance. There's actually two different events.
Unfortunately, the Omega hasn't come up with a clock yet to clock his speed. So
I was accused of juicing.
We weren't sure when to start.
They were accused of juicing.
They say that I'm taking Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis.
God.
You know, I feel really bad about that. I didn't do it. I deny it, of course.
Of course.
But I feel bad about what's happened to the sport. I feel bad about how this has affected my fans. But most of all, I feel bad about what I did to the kids.
Oh, my God.
And with that, we'll go to jail.
Yay!
So much for going to break. We're just going to go to jail. Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's all there is to it.
So you got the...
Susie Favor Hamilton.
Favor.
Is that really her name? Susie Favor Hamilton. Favor.
If you need a favor, Susie's your girl.
Yeah, oh, I bet that was on the card.
She admits that she worked as a Vegas prostitute. So she's in Vegas. So it doesn't really count.
It's so not like, she fucked Carrot Top.
It's not like she's a streetwalker.
What happens in Vegas stays on Facebook now, apparently.
She's a three-time Olympian, and she coped with depression and a troubled marriage by turning to a life of prostitution. Because,
nothing
cures depression more than dick.
Yeah, well, you know what? Nothing cures depression.
Help me.
And if you're having trouble with your marriage, go sleep with other guys and get money paid for it. That's what's going to help your marriage right there.
You know what? Nothing helps depression more than getting paid $4,000 a night to fuck.
No, nothing. Nothing.
That would cure my depression. I'd be in a great mood if people paid me $4,000 to have sex with them.
You do it for free. Mm-hmm.
She actually admitted it in a series of posts on Twitter.
Because that's where you want to confess something like that on fucking Twitter.
Absolutely.
That would be twatter.
She acknowledged working as an escort following a report Thursday on the Smoking Gun website about her double life.
How much?
And I do not expect people to understand.
You know, there's some people who saved their whole life to go visit the Swiss Alps. There's some people who saved their whole life to go visit the Great Wall of China. I've saved my whole life to fuck a $5,000 a night prostitute.
Well, hey, as long as you have a goal, that's what's important.
Dare to fucking dream.
That's right.
Anybody can climb Everest. I mean, come
on. But I want to crawl Eva.
That's right. That's right.
Anyone can climb Everest. I want a girl named Everest to climb me.
She's been working for the last year as a Vegas escort service.
A year?
For the last year, yeah.
Really?
So, does she have any money left?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, she also worked in Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago.
Wow.
She charged $600 an hour for her services.
Fuck that shit.
$600 an hour.
Fuck you.
She was
$600 right there.
One of the country's best ever middle distance runners. And she competed for the U.S. at the Olympics in 92, 96, and 2000.
Okay, yeah.
But she did not medal.
She didn't?
No, she's won 7 U.S. national titles, but she didn't win an Olympic medal.
Well, the article I read said she had 3 gold medals. I guess it was the U.S. national titles.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're taking her medals away from her or something.
Probably.
I don't understand why. I mean, that
she and her husband live in a $600,000 home and appear to be in no financial distress.
Oh,
well not now. Not.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's sucking dick for beer money.
That's going to be a great defense. She's going to get into court and say, "Well, you know, this is just my therapy. See, I was depressed, and."
And I wanted to suck some dick.
It's sexual therapy, right?
And she also says that only her husband knew about it. Nobody else knew but her husband.
Except the guys
and the guys that she's escorting with.
Yeah. Well, would that be weird? And then she hands you a bill. You'd be like, what?
Hold on.
And she jumped to his defense. So he tried to get me to stop, but he wasn't supportive of this at all. So no, he wasn't my pimp.
That's why she's divorcing him.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you can't support anything I do. And I don't want to be with you anymore.
Well, you know, if you marry me, I will be very supportive of you going out and fucking other guys for $4,000 a night, an hour.
Is this? Are you asking her to marry you right
yes,
now?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. You got the ring.
I'll pimp. I'll be your pimp. No problem.
Attaboy. See, Joel is growing up.
That's right.
Yeah. And soon after the story appeared online, she released a series of tweets saying that, in part, that she was drawn to escorting. In large part because it provided many coping mechanisms for me when I was going through a very challenging time with my marriage and my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having troubles with my life and my marriage, so I think I'll fuck around for money.
You know, and she was due to appear at an August 2013 expo at Disneyland.
Instead, she went and appeared at Jizzland.
Yes.
She had a horse jizz shot.
Welcome to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
the truly happiest place on earth.
I want to go on Space Mountain.
And right now, this is the most beautiful part here. A 9-time NCAA champion for Wisconsin, Favor Hamilton, is the namesake for the Big Ten's Susie Favor Athlete of the Year Award.
That's right.
Given to the conference's top female athlete.
Yay.
Yeah, we'll get this.
They're probably going to rename the award.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Big Ten's spokesman had no comment.
She probably competed in rimming.
Yeah. And she did pretty well. Vegas police have no records of any arrests or any contact with her, so she did pretty well keeping quiet.
Well, until now.
You know, I don't see why.
Apparently, she just wanted the attention. All she had to do was shut up. Yeah, all she had to do was keep her mouth shut.
If she kept her mouth shut, though, she wouldn't be able to get paid as much.
Probably not. Well, it says by hour. It doesn't say. It says by hour, not by act. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know. For $600 an hour, you don't go and go, hey, how much for a hand job?
Yeah. No.
I just want to cuddle. Not for $600 an hour, you don't.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'll jack off.
You're getting the deluxe package, sweetheart.
Yeah.
For $600 an hour, let me tell you what you better be doing.
I'll Google her and see if I can find any nude pics to link to in the show.
Absolutely.
Notes.
Susie Famer Hamilton is the one you want.
Cool. You know what? The pictures you showed me, she's not very attractive.
Yeah, well, she's like 44 years old now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. She's wait, put wait, on some miles.
When was it that she was getting paid miles. $600 an hour?
Now, like a year ago.
Like a year ago. So at age 43, she was getting paid $600 an hour.
Yes.
Maybe they were
just
paid.
Imagine how much she could have gotten if she'd have done it 20 years ago.
Yeah. Instead of running and shit.
Yeah,
no kidding. She's like, wow, I wasted a lot of time on this running.
A lot of lifting weights and stuff. We should have just been sucking dick and paying the mortgage.
Picking up these heavy fat guys off me would have been paying a lot more money. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey,
what?
That hurts.
Why does it hurt? Nobody can see you. As far as they know out there in radio land, you're the most felt guy they've ever met.
You're right.
So shut up.
Because I sound it.
You big sexy thing over there.
I know.
Knock it off.
Sorry, I was joking.
Terry Michaels is a sexy bitch.
I am a sexy bitch.
He is. He is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants him
to go away.
Why you gotta add that chorus?
Nobody ever hears that part.
Well, hey guys, thanks for coming to do the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, we appreciate wasting an hour of your time. Any week you need it done, you give me a call. I'm there for you.
Absolutely.
I'm on Skype for you. You figure that out too.
We could Skype with anybody.
Yeah.
We could call this bitch on the phone and get her on the podcast.
Ooh, see? We could have gotten Susie Favor Hamilton
do us a favor. Well, $600 an hour, so...
$600 an hour face-to-face, for over Skype.
We'll put together $50 and get her for 5 minutes.
I don't want you to talk dirty to me. I just want to get your comment on this whole thing.
Well,
I don't want her to talk dirty to me. I do.
Yeah, I got pictures. Don't worry
about it. I want her to talk dirty to you.
I've got enough of the spank bank. Just talk.
You want me to talk dirty? Fine. Fuck you.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
I'm hard.
It's good to have you here. It's good to be here.
I'm hard. Thanks for doing the podcast. Is there anything else you guys want to go over before we...
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Martini Bar in Clovis, October 25th.
Hey, you have a drinking problem, my friend. You don't need to...
He doesn't have a show.
Broadcast that out to everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'm not performing there. I'm just going
to
be there.
Yeah, you seem like the kind of guy who goes to a martini bar.
Hey, maybe I do.
Yeah,
you don't
absolutely.
Know.
Well, I'm going to be at the...
We'll be at the Wine Bar and Bistro.
I'll be at the Hometown Buffet Salad Bar tomorrow at 12.
So, I hope to see you all there. Come by and pay my bill, bitch.
Come by and pay my bill. Grab a crouton. You'll have a good time.
Grab a crouton.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, thanks again for doing the podcast. I am JT Foreman here with Mike Wirtz.
That's right. My pleasure, JT.
And Terry the Beast Michaels. We are the Bitter Comics, and I will talk to you next week.
Peace.